From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House has announced sanctions against Russian individuals and companies. That story now from VOA's Doug Bernard.
The sanctions will be imposed on 7 Russian oligarchs and 12 companies they own or control. 17 senior Russian government officials, as well as a state-owned Russian weapons trading company, will also be targeted. U.S. officials say the sanctions are not in response to any single event or issue, but are aimed at countering the totality of the Russian government's, quote, ongoing and increasingly brazen pattern of malign activity around the world. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
Trump administration saying the United States is not engaged in a trade war with China, even as President Trump threatens to an additional $100 billion in tariffs on Chinese goods. In retaliation, China's unveiled a list of U.S. products that would be subject to its higher tariffs, including soybeans, vehicles, and chemical products. Soybean farmer John Kiefner had a message for President Trump.
If he can't help farmers, maybe he should quit doing things that are hurting us.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the U.S. and China are in routine contact, but this is a negotiation period, and that's why tariffs have not been imposed yet while things are worked out with Beijing. Muslim American advocacy organizations are hailing a legal settlement with the New York City police over the department's surveillance of the community, saying the agreement sends a message that simply being Muslim is not a crime. Under the terms of the settlement, the police confirmed that they have dismantled the unit responsible for carrying out the intelligence gathering. This is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Office is echoing a recent call by UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres for an independent investigation into Israel's use of force against Palestinians who staged protests in Gaza on March 30th. The call came Friday as Israeli troops again clashed with Palestinians, staging right-of-return border protests. Lisa Schlein reporting now from the UN in Geneva.
What began as a peaceful demonstration along the Gaza-Israeli border Friday turned deadly shortly after the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva called for restraint by both the Israeli security forces and Palestinians. Spokeswoman Liz Throssell told reporters UN officials feared a repeat of last month's riots, which resulted in the deaths of 16 people and injuries to more than 1,000. The Rights Office said Israeli security forces used excessive force last month. Throssell told VOA that Israel denies the accusation.
From what we have documented is certainly that the killings and the injuries do actually point to an excessive use of force, and in particular lethal force. And that's in a situation where there was no threat of death or serious injury. And that's why we've made this call.
Throssell said international law obliges Israel security forces to respect the rights of peaceful assembly. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Syrian troops have launched a ground and air assault on the last rebel-held town in eastern Ghouta, killing at least 40. Violence comes after nearly 2 weeks of calm in Ghouta, an enclave on the eastern edge of Damascus. In February, Syrian government and its allies, Russia, launched an air and ground offensive in eastern Ghouta, killing more than 1,600 civilians. Finance ministers from 10-member ASEAN, Association of Southeast Asian Nations, gathered in Singapore. They discussed a number of things, including the region's economies. Singapore's finance minister, Hong Swee Keat, praised the region's 2017 economic growth, but warned against worrying global trends.
We should not take this positive outlook for granted. We're only too aware of the headwinds that lie ahead, including rising protectionism and trade tensions, technological disruptions, and demographic trends. If not managed well, these forces can dramatically affect our growth trajectories. But working together, we can rise to meet these challenges.
With Singapore settling resilience and innovation as the main themes for ASEAN this year, Hung says the finance track should focus on sustained growth with infrastructure development. Get more news at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.